Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. What's up, everybody? It's your favorite podcast host back with the Don't You Worry podcast. And we're here today to talk about a devotional that we both went through at the beginning of this year and kind of how it affected our lives and our relationship with God and our relationship with each other even. It's How to Put Love First by Sadie Robertson Huff and her husband Christian Huff. I encourage everybody to go read it. It's yes. Powerful, amazing.
It's such a great devotional, or any devotional that you find that's a good one. Just finding a devotional is so cool because it's like a daily thing that you know you're going to go through, you know, because it's kind of hard to just start somewhere random in the Bible and just open it up and be like, okay, what am I going to learn today? Yeah. But devotionals really help with that. And I really liked the way this one was set up because it first talked about putting your relationship with God first, and then it talked about loving others intentionally, which I think is so powerful because in the Bible, it talks about loving God and loving people, but God is love. So if you're loving first, then you have to put your relationship with God first.
Yes, that is so powerful. And that reminds me of a Bible verse or a few verses in Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 6. It's, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart."
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that this book really, it shows that. It's like, okay, you have to love God with literally everything in your being, and then everything else is going to work out.
Yeah, I think a lot of times people open the Bible and they think, okay, what can I learn today about how to live my life? Or how can I apply this to what I'm doing today? And that's good that you're trying to live out how Jesus lives out. Everyone is supposed to live like Jesus. But you also, you can't really always just open the Bible and view, okay, how is this affecting me? You have to look at it as, okay, what can I learn about God? What can I learn about the character of God, who he is? And I think that might change your perspective a little bit.
Yeah.
And it makes it more focused on God. And a lot of people, I think, too, say like, okay, well, I'll get my relationship with God straight after I fix this friendship, or after I get into this relationship, after this sports season is over, after the school year, whatever it is.
But it's all in reverse, because you have to start off with like aligning your heart with God and focusing on him, and then everything else will play out in the end.
Yeah, this is kind of random, but I've been driving now for over a year, and it's kind of crazy because I'm great at parking, for the record. But whenever I do park, sometimes I forget to align my wheels. Sometimes I'll like have the wheels still turned, you know, and they're turned. So then when I get back in the car, it's harder to back it out, you know?
Yeah.
Or if you're on the road and the wheels aren't aligned, then it's going to be really hard to drive straight on the road.
Trust me, I've been in the car with her for both situations.
And that kind of, no, but it really does. It relates back to the fact that like, if you don't have your relationship with God aligned, then nothing else, it's going to be a lot harder to ride on the road.
Yeah, and that's a really good connection with that.
You need to align your heart with God, but also I feel like that's easier to just throw around than actually do it. A lot of people say, yeah, put God first. That's great, but how do you actually do that? And that's, you have to have a plan, because if you, everyone at some point, I'm sure, has made some kind of New Year's resolution and they're like, this year, I want to eat healthier, or this year, I want to work out more. This year, I want to read my Bible more. That is not a plan. That just means, oh, did I feel like I worked out enough
this
today?
It's a wish.
Did I feel like I read my Bible enough today? And that's not a real plan. You kind of have to have a strategy.
You have to be intentional with it, because one thing with this specific devotion, whenever I set out a time each day to read it. So what I did was, the first thing I woke up to my alarm, and then like I turned a small light on because my eyes were still adjusting.
Yeah.
And then I read through this, and some times after I read it, I would just like sit and think about it, or I would pray, and then I just went and ate my breakfast and like, you know, got back into my normal routine. And even if like I missed it one morning because I slept in, you know, because I love to sleep and sometimes it gets away for me. But I think if I forgot about it, then I would be like, okay, what's happening in my day today? Like, do I have anything after school, or is it after dance that I can read this? Because it was such a priority for me because that was how like
this devotion specifically for me, it just made sense mm-hmm. to me, and it helped me like align my heart with God, and it like that was how I did it. That yeah. was just, I found something that worked for me mm-hmm. and I did it.
Yeah, that was similar to, because you did it first thing when you woke up. Mm-hmm. I got completely ready, and then while you were still getting ready, I found like 5 minutes when I would usually be scrolling, doing whatever on my phone, and I made time to read this devotional and pray or whatever it was.
Right.
And you have to, I think it's different for everybody. There's a lot of ways you can align your heart with God, whether that's listening to worship music, making sure you do that. If you say, okay, every morning on the way to school, I'm going to listen to worship music. Or if you're going to say, okay, I'm doing an 8-minute timer and I'm going to spend time reading this devotional or reading my Bible. Or, okay, I'm going to spend my 5 minutes before bed praying. It has to be something very specific in order to actually do it. And maybe you're not a very motivated person. Sometimes it takes a lot for me to like get into a habit of it, but then make sure somebody's accountable, like somebody's holding you accountable,
yeah.
and they'll send you a text or they'll say, hey, did you do this today? And I think that helps a lot,
because a bunch of people, like I know some people that have like a specific strategy and everything, but they just, and they're happy with that, and that's fine that they have a strategy, that's great, I'm like very great for them. But whenever you have that, like share it with other people mm-hmm. that maybe don't know where to start.
Yeah.
Maybe they're like, they show it on the outside. They're like, oh yeah, I do all this. Mm-hmm. But then they think, okay, in their quiet time, they're like, I don't know what I'm doing, because yeah. I don't know where to
do it. Or it could be somebody too that's like, that doesn't always go to church on Wednesday or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, okay, I want to go to church every Wednesday or every Sunday. I want to make sure I'm in a worship setting with a group of collective believers, whatever that may be. Maybe somebody you know needs to hear that, needs to have you be the one to reach out. And trust me, people love being invited to stuff.
Yes.
So you're never going to get too annoying if you're going to be like, hey, you should come to this church event with me.
Right.
Nobody's ever going to get annoyed by that. They love being invited.
And that's what the second part of this devotion is all about. It's about how you can show other people love, and mm-hmm. you can just pour your love into them. And I think that was like such a big part for me, because mm-hmm. like I've said a million times, relationships are such a big part of my life right now. So that really helped me to like guide me how, mm-hmm. you know, how to love others.
I think a way that we kind of figured out how to love people intentionally is knowing their love language.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what they are, there's 5 different love languages, and everyone gives or receives some kind of one of these love languages, or multiple put together.
Yeah.
But the love languages, one of them is quality time. And that could be going to lunch with somebody, or
just like spending some one-on-one time
yeah,
hanging out.
Yeah. And maybe that fuels you up. That means that's the one that you receive. You like to be with other people, or maybe that's what you can give to other people. You can go plan something to do with somebody. Another one is words of affirmation. That is definitely my love language, what I receive and give, but like especially receive, because anytime someone comes up to me and they're like, hey, this week on the podcast, what you said really stuck out to me, or, oh, I was really encouraged by what you said to me here, I think you're doing a great job, that fuels me up, because it makes me think, okay, I am doing something that I'm called to do, and I feel encouraged by this person, I feel loved by this person, and that always brightens my day.
So if you want to fill up Briley's love tank today, comment on the YouTube.
Yes.
Go for it.
Go for it. That's not, Britton's love language is definitely gift giving. That's the third one. And, or gift giving and gift receiving. You're a little bit of both.
Yeah. I love to receive gifts any time of day.
But that could be something as simple as like bringing somebody a coffee, or I mean, buying somebody a car. I don't know how much money you have.
Yeah. Normally like something that I did, because I'm always broke, like as a kid, like whenever I was younger, I used to like literally make things for my parents. I made them homemade. And it was like, that was just a way that I was like, they love me now.
Especially Christmas season, guys.
Exactly.
There's gifts all over the place. And another one is acts of service. So mm-hmm. doing something for somebody, washing their car.
Yeah, yours needs a wash.
Well, would you like to do me an act of service and go wash my car?
That's not the way I give gifts. Or that's not the way I give love. I give gifts.
Okay. Well, it could be washing a car. It could be doing the laundry for your mom, whatever it may be. And then let's see. I did
physical touch.
Physical touch. Yes. Britton is definitely a physical toucher. I've gotten a little bit more over the years, but that could be.
I love receiving a hug.
Yeah.
I mean, I love giving hugs too, but like if somebody just like comes up and gives me a hug, or like mm-hmm. give me a fist bump, high five, like I'm like, okay, let's go.
Exactly.
I'm just hype, excited about it. Like that's definitely my love language.
Yeah. And I think especially like kind of think about the people that you are around every day, or the few people in your circle. It doesn't have to be like, you don't have to know everyone in the world's love language, but the people that you're around, figure out, okay, what do they receive? What kind of love do they receive? And if that's a specific one, then make sure you do this one time a week, or make sure you're intentional about it. It might be every day, it might be once a week, twice a week. Just figure out like how you can intentionally spread love with the people that you are around, especially this Christmas season.
Exactly, because it's so like, it's so encouraging whenever, even if it's, it might not be the way you give something or give like love, if you see them filled up with love, then you're going to be just happy about it. Like, it's going to encourage you too, because I mean, not only it's Christmas and it's just so happy with gift giving, but I mean, just anything, literally anything, it can fill you up.
I think the whole theme, honestly, of this episode has been being intentional. And that matters so much because, first of all, like we talked about, you have to be intentional and have a plan with your relationship with God to make sure you are aligning yourself with God every single day. And then you have to have a plan, too, with the people you're around. You have to listen and pay attention to, okay, what do they, what are they truly fueled up by? What, how do they really receive love? And you have to dig deep sometimes, or have to really put in the work. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to love others. It's hard to align yourself with God, put Him first. And it's hard to be somebody that loves everyone in your circle well. But if you want to love well, then you've got to put in the work.
Yeah. And these next few weeks, like as Christmas approaches, just like find some ways that you can be intentional with your relationship with God and just show others love just around you and all around your school, all around
set
your
goal,
work, everywhere.
Set the goal before the new year too. Because everyone pays attention to like, okay, what are my new year's resolutions? Do it
it's
now.
It's like, don't wait.
Yeah. Next week, join us back for another episode. We hope you have a great week and go set yourself some goals.